Maroon 5, Christina Aguilera moves like Jagger on 107.3 Cool FM. Good morning, cool mornings. It's Robin. Brian is off this week, filling in Myra Lawrence, my good friend from CTV Sports.
Good morning.
And Maya, we have just finished our breakfast of cheesies and beef jerky, which we actually combined and made a new food group.
What should we call it?
Chijerky.
That's okay.
It's just it's what came off the top of my
Cheesy.
Head. Cheesy. It's not my best work. But thank you for all of your responses on your favorite foods that make you feel better when you're sad. Or it might not even be sad. It might be happy, might be bored, that kind of thing. We've got everything. Chocolate chip mint ice cream here. Anything bacon is what Carlene says. Casserole, warm cheesy ham and potato casserole, or bacon. Again, bacon theme. From Erica, gravy and bacon and chocolate chip cookies and gravy and bacon from Courtney. So there's an emphasis on the bacon. Katrina says pierogies with fried onions, bacon, and sour cream. Delicious. New one from Shannon here, mashed potatoes or apple pie. And Hannah says chocolate and candy plus cookies.
And okay. I got from our friend Kim Oslin.
Yeah.
Bulk fresh sour keys from Thrifties.
Sour keys. Delicious. Now, there must be a reason why this is happening and why we don't choose things like celery. Please welcome Esther Kane to the show. EstherKane.com, psychotherapist who will be in town tomorrow for the Every Woman Conference. I'll be emceeing this at the Parkside Hotel, everywoman.ca, if you still want to come. Lots of great workshops, both physical, boot camps, yoga, dance, but also Esther is on board this year to provide an emotional component to some of our behaviors. She's going to be speaking on the food-mood connection. She's also the author of the book, It's Not About the Food, A Woman's Guide to Making Peace with Food and Our Bodies. Good morning, Esther, and thank you for being here.
Good morning, Robin and Mira.
I think this is just such a great topic for women to sort of, you know, I think we all go through it. I don't know a single woman out there that is really able to come to terms with this stuff. But you're saying that it is possible to do this, right? It is possible to get over eating cheesies with beef jerky wrapped around the outside.
You know what's funny is when you were talking about those foods, I just was laughing to myself because I thought, how many of those foods did you folks eat when you were children?
All of them. And I didn't even worry about it. Nobody worried about it.
But my guess is from all those foods that these women submitted, I bet you the majority of them were comfort foods from their childhood.
Bacon and gravy.
Yeah. No, it's like when you had a bad day and you came home from school and you said, Mom, I had a trouble. You know, here, eat some bacon or have some chocolate chip cookies with ice cream, you know.
Here's a pot of gravy.
Yeah.
Myra, enjoy. Be quiet.
Yeah, that's a dysfunctional family. Yeah.
Well, but that's so what you're saying is it's a reminder of something that made us feel good when we were little.
Yes, and that's usually where it goes back to. These kind of addictions to foods go back to childhood and to things that we used to self-soothe us when we were having a bad moment.
Got it. Why do we stuff our faces? We know that we're stuffing them because we don't feel good or something is going on in our lives and we're kind of masking those emotions. Yeah. What's going on in that moment, though, that makes it still okay for us to do that and then want to feel bad about it later?
Okay, so I want to talk about two areas. One is the emotional, one is the physical. So physiologically, we actually crave foods. We're very intelligent beings. We crave foods, like all of those foods that you mentioned are foods that kind of fill you up, and a lot of them also boost serotonin in the brain, which is the feel-good chemical in the body. So it's actually an attempt to self-medicate. So we're trying to make ourselves feel better through whatever it is we're stuffing into our mouth. So that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it gets us into trouble, you know, in the long run. And the other part of it is the emotional side, which is women in general. I know men do this as well, but for women, my experience is that we're often stuffing our emotions down when we do this. So the most common emotions that I find in my practice with women that we stuff are anger, anxiety, and sadness.
Okay, anger, anxiety, and sadness. I notice, though, that I'll eat cheesies if I'm happy as well. Is that weird?
Yeah, well, no, people do, and we do things during any type of heightened emotion. And it's interesting, too, when women say, well, why do I do this when I feel good? I would say when it gets to that point, it's probably just a bad habit.
Right.
Why don't we decide, you know, when you're feeling sad, instead of grabbing the cheesies, grab your gym bag and go hit the treadmill or the elliptical or something? Why aren't we doing that?
Because it's not fun.
Well,
don't you think that eating a bag of cheesies sounds far more desirable than going to the gym? I mean, really, who wants to go to the gym? Do you jump out of bed in the morning and say, I can't wait to go to the gym? You know, you jump out of bed and you think, what can I eat for breakfast?
Right, and so far I've eaten 3/4 of a beef
jerky. I've eaten a pound of beef jerky, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's good. But there is a way, Esther, that we can kind of break this cycle, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's get to that. And also, how do we make sure we don't pass this on to younger women, our role models, our daughters? Esther Kane hanging out with us this morning to talk about, well, something that all women face, I think, which is shoving our face with cheesies or something that we love to stuff down the feelings. We'll get to it more after Rihanna. This is Only Girl in the World on Cool FM.